Good morning, Josh Harris.
Morning, guys.
I've talked you up. I've been talking you up for about 15 minutes.
You're the man that's got it.
You're the man that's got it. You are a world record holder. And let's set the scene. You're a Tasmanian. You are a champion athlete. In fact, you are one of Australia's best middle distance runners. Am I you getting you right?
I've just come back from the World University Games in Korea for the half marathon, so I can run a little bit, I suppose.
But your world record is in something completely different, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Explain what it is, because I'm trying to get my head around it.
It's for the beer mile. So what you have to do is drink a 355ml, 5% beer, run 400 metres of the track, and then repeat that until you've drank four beers and run a mile.
I can't believe a competitive athlete would try and break a record doing that. It sort of seems to go against everything else you do.
Yeah, it's getting pretty big at the moment, leading into the World Classic that's coming up.
Training.
What's that, sorry?
Bit of training.
Yeah. So even last night, an American ran the sixth fastest time ever. So
so what time? You're a former beer mile world record holder. How proud are you? And was it the running or the beer drinking that was your specialty? Or is it a combination?
It used to be the running, but I obviously had to improve the beer drinking to get to a point where I was close to the world record, and now I can do both pretty similarly.
And so do you have to do it every day, trying to make sure you're in good shape?
No, but since the World Uni Games, I've been doing my normal running training, but then on top of that, probably two sessions a week.
Of beer?
Yep.
This is ridiculous.
I think it sounds great. It's funny.
Tell us about the Beer Mile World Classic, which you're going to in San Francisco on August the 22nd. How many people?
So in the elite race, there'll be about 12.
Elite race. I love the fact that the word elite is associated with actually drinking beer at the same time.
Yeah, it's great.
And so will you be competitive? That's a big question.
Yeah, well, there's myself, a Canadian, an American guy that have all run 4:57 or quicker, and then there are a couple of other Americans that are probably have the potential to break five as well. So, it's going to be a really good race. In the teams race, after the USA look like they're going to take the points there, but hopefully
serious.
The Australians can come through.
We want to follow the progress. We want to know how it goes. You've got to call us as soon as the race is over, assuming the time difference works out.
Yeah, no worries.
And what beer do you take? Do you take your own, or do they provide the beer?
So because of the requirements, they have to be 5% and 355ml. I usually drink Cooper 62. I'm going to take a six-pack just in case I can't find anything over there. But,
You can take a six-pack of your own.
Sensational. Good luck, mate. Do it for Tassie.
Thank you.
It sounds like an event that a Tasmanian should win.
I think you should train with him.
Thanks very much for having a chat, mate. Good luck.
Thanks.